Last Friday, we went over to the Oval to watch all of the Year 6s race the go-karts that they have been building over the last few weeks. When we watched the race, they were like 25 bullets racing right in front of my eyes. There were big go-karts and small go-karts. There was even a Santa go-kart. We spent about half an hour sitting and watching them. I can't wait until I'm a Year 6 to build a go-kart.
Helicopter landing. On Monday, the rescue helicopter from the coast came down to our school oval. They came and landed as everyone shouted and screamed. Then they stopped the propellers with a big swoosh. Then they climbed out and checked the aircraft before Mr. Thomas came up and set up a microphone so they could speak and everyone hears. Then Matt told us about their operating hours and about their supporters, water police. Then Matt was about to talk when Mr. Thomas said that he wanted to award a student for working hard this year, Shaquille. He got to put all the gear on and wear it. Then he asked for questions. A lot of people put their hands up, but they didn't have time for everyone because it was nearly recess and we all had to leave. So everyone munched on their delicious recess and thought about their experience.
2 weeks ago, we started an auto book called Board Shorts. At the moment, we're at chapter 12. The main character is in a surfing competition. He has to win because the prize is a trip to Hawaii. So if he wins, he will have to keep the surfing going. Listening to an audiobook is really interesting because you can hear what the character is like from the other voices.
The end of year presentation. This week on Thursday, we are having an end of year presentation. All of year three have been practicing Shine Together, and we are also singing Advance Australia Fair and the school song. Three people from each class in year three will get an effort award for all of their wonderful work. Then the parents will come back to our classroom. They might look at all of your stunning work. Will you get an award this year, maybe? Maybe I will. Nobody knows.
It's raining, it's pouring, the weather is boring. If it does get better, I'm going to get wetter. Here's the weather for the week ahead.
This week's weather. Welcome to the first week of summer, everyone. As we all have experienced, the weather is warming up extremely quickly. I think it is time to hang up your school jackets until sometime next year. While yesterday was really hot, today, Monday, the weather isn't going to be your usual summer conditions, as there will be some rain. The maximum temperature will be 26 degrees and the minimum 16 degrees. Tuesday will be cloudy, with a maximum of 23 degrees and a minimum of 14. Wednesday, there will be a possible shower with a max temp of 23 and a low of 12. On Thursday, the temperature will be similar, with a high of 25 and a low of 10. The cloud will be clearing for Friday. The weekend will be hot and sunny, with the temperatures reaching the late 20s and the early 30s. It looks like it's going to be the perfect weather for the beach this weekend, so grab your swimmers and head down for a splash.